Hi. Welcome to our show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us. The Don and Mike
Show. Damn right.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Damn right.
Right, Larry.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Damn right.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Damn right.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Damn right.
Rich with the aroma of love. The Don and Mike Show.
Damn right.
Hey, Larry.
That was funny.
Larry.
So I'll just talk about Brett for the rest of the show.
We could do that.
I think you've done very, very well today. I think you haven't been teary.
Goodness. No.
You know, you've been very mature about it.
I want to tell something that a lot of sports fans will be surprised to hear me say.
All right.
I don't begrudge Brett Favre or any athlete the right to retire. Jesus Christ, I'm retiring shortly. I mean, if you're tired of throwing a football, whatever it is, whatever your life circumstance it is, do it.
Be happy.
Here's the thing that I find hinky.
Okay.
Is that it's been reported that he wanted Randy Moss real effing bad. Mm-hmm. And he even
Randy
said,
Moss stays with the Patriots.
He even said to Randy Moss over the weekend, if you come to Green Bay, I'll make the commitment to stay for two more years.
Wow.
Turns out Green Bay didn't sign Randy Moss. Coincidence that Brett Favre quit today? Here's all I want to say. If they had signed Randy Moss over the weekend, no way Brett Favre quits today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't like that.
Yeah. And I don't like saying that either. But
do you like that as a fan of the Packers?
No, but I'm saying that's the way that I feel. But I respect the dude.
That's how it looks.
Go ahead and quit. I mean, for God's sakes, after all that he's played, if all he wants is one extra guy, and they don't get it, and he wanted this guy last year.
Yeah.
But he's going to try to spin it now to say that that's really just a coincidence, that he was going to quit anyway, mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah.
But he would have stuck around if Randy...
Could you imagine
that? That seems weird to me. I don't know whether I believe that or not.
Could you imagine the story? Well, amazing news out of Green Bay. They've signed the Packers, and they've signed Randy Moss. And the day after, uh-huh. Brett Favre quits. Not going to happen.
That wouldn't happen.
Is Randy Moss that impact a receiver that
yes.
that he would have stayed?
Seriously, all you have to do is close your eyes and throw the ball as far as you can.
Right.
Is there anything better than Brett Favre does? Close your eyes and throw the ball as far as you can.
I mean, we watched enough of Randy Moss in the playoffs. It just seems, I don't know, it seems strange to me. If he was that committed to getting a guy he wanted to play, couldn't they get somebody else?
Is there another Randy Moss available? Not really.
Probably not.
Not really. And I don't like talking bad about Brett Favre, but that's the way that I read it.
Was he trying to strong-arm the Packers into getting Randy Moss, and the Packers really didn't want to do it?
That's kind of the way that I'm reading it, that they didn't do what he wanted, so he said, all right, screw you.
And we might never know.
It's his right to do it. Yeah. God bless you. You know, all I can say is he's got a bright future in TV. Oh,
so there's that. I thought he was going to go into his first love, shrimp farming.
I think he should be a male model first.
He's going to go down the bayou.
And after that, they got to put him right in the booth.
How many guys have been in great feature film comedies?
That's true.
He was so bad in that movie.
Hello, Mary. You know I always be true to you.
How do you know Brett Favre?
Hello, Mary. You know I always be true to you.
Anyway, goodbye, Brett.
Yeah, for a lot of Packer fans, even though they knew this day would come, it's like a death in the family. Brett Favre draws the line at 17 seasons. Among fans in Wisconsin, I have read, there's talk of making this an annual holiday to remember the great Brett Favre's career.
That is retarded.
I do not mean to laugh.
Go ahead.
Your beloved Packers.
That is beyond retarded.
My God. Well, this is the land of the $30,000 Packer tractor.
Yeah. But would you name the street after him, just like you do all the good guys up there.
Right.
Give him a street.
They'll settle on something. Get ready for TV. Oh, I hate to bring this up. Get ready for TV and movie actors to go on strike. Their contract runs out June 30th. Steven Spielberg and others are already altering their filming schedules in anticipation of a strike.
What's the bitch with the actors? Same as the writers?
This is you and probably. Me, brother.
Yeah.
Is this AFTRA?
You guys are
this
SAG.
This is SAG.
SAG card
Oh, SAG.
Members, right? Screen Actors Guild.
I just paid up my dues.
We got to fight the power that be.
That's right. Fight the man.
Right on. Lisa Remedy. Yes.
Yeah. What will you do with your summer movie?
I'm going to put them in hiatus. Right.
The makers of the herbal cold remedy Airborne.
I'm going to scab it out. I'm going to stick to all my movie projects, Mike.
Oh, great. Be that way. Then what happens when we all come back to work?
Can I say? Scab is as scab does.
God.
I've wanted to be in the sequel to The Replacements.
Why don't you come
to me? One of the greatest movies of all time with Keanu Reeves.
This is your big break. You,
I told you already we've got the summer planned. Summer stock. The stage.
Dinner theater.
I told you I get no kick from champagne. I cannot work in front of a live crowd.
Damn it.
I can only work in front of the camera.
Damn it, Jim.
Man, I must be allowed to make a mistake and do another take.
I don't think this strike's going to happen.
I hope you're right. I really, really hope you're right. Like I said, Steven Spielberg's changing his plans to accommodate it.
The same argument as the writers had?
Yeah, same issues, largely.
Oh, for God's sake.
Here we go again.
Come on!
There might not be a strike. You know, let's hope.
They're going to have problems there because people are not going to have the sympathy for actors. And I know that they all don't make $20 million a film.
Right. Well, they either make, it's kind of like they all make $20 million a film or they don't work at all.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty close. I mean, the haves and the have-nots in the Screen Actors Guild are amazingly significant. I mean, you've got the guys that are working actors and then the guys that aren't.
I bet this doesn't take quite as long because I don't think actors could take being bad-mouthed. I think the writers love being painted as, you know, stick in the mud and bad folks, but actors live for approval.
It would seem to me that you would get this thing resolved quicker.
I think
simply because they've been there, done that, and they know how to get that done. I hope that works.
The makers of the herbal cold remedy Airborne have been ordered to refund over $23 million to customers for making false and deceptive claims.
Hey, where's my share of that?
Amen. It's crap.
You can get your piece at airbornehealthsettlement.com. Quoting a consumer group, there's no credible evidence that what's in Airborne can prevent colds or protect you from a germy environment. Airborne is basically an overpriced, run-of-the-mill vitamin pill that's been cleverly but deceptively marketed, so says a consumer group. Airborne claimed to boost the immune system, and the company that makes it in this settlement is admitting no wrongdoing. The settlement is at airbornehealthsettlement.com. The front page story this morning on Washington, D.C.'s conservative newspaper is about how popular Barack Obama is among Republican voters. The paper cites a Rasmussen poll conducted on behalf of itself.
The Washington Times or the Examiner?
The Washington Times.
Okay.
And D.C.'s local Fox affiliate. They hired Rasmussen to do this poll. Survey found that Republican voters like Obama almost as much as their own nominee, John McCain.
Got to make some more phone calls tonight, Mike.
The question was specifically about likability. So they're not necessarily saying they'd vote for Obama. The survey results put his popularity among Republicans at 23%, with McCain at 25%. That's just how close it was. But among all voters, Obama was voted most likable by more than Hillary and McCain combined. Sadly for McCain, Americans find Mike Huckabee more likable than John McCain.
Huck Mikeabee.
Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, I'm sorry. I'm still caught up on Brett Favre trying to find anything about him, like addressing this Randy Moss
thing. What about his career in politics?
Or movies?
All I see on the Packers website is Chris Mortensen is growing a goatee. You know the guy from ESPN?
That's got to be a really good look.
That's a very handsome look.
Who looks better with a goatee, Ron Jaworski or Chris Mortensen?
I think it's a tie.
I think the tie goes to the runner.
And Ron Jaworski has those kind of glasses that you stepped on today as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking one thing right now. Senator Brett Favre.
More on today's Not-So-Super Tuesday vote, and are Americans just too sleepy for sex when we continue?
What made Brett Favre so good? Why is Brett Favre walking away? Where does Favre rank among the elite? Steve Young looks back on Favre's career. Mort. Favre mentally tired. Oh, this is going to be a good thing to hear. Brett Favre's voice message to Chris Mortensen. Are they playing like a cell phone message?
Is this where he makes the announcement?
You must have the latest flash player to view.
Yeah, there we go. Well, welcome to our studio.
Okay, what's next, Buzz?
Sex and sleep in America.
Good. I'm for both of them.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're goddamn deep.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A tradition unlike any other.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Hey, D.C., your classic news is back.
You know what you just did? You just got me totally psyched for the baseball season.
I know, dirty water, Boston. You're my home.
This is great. I swear to God, that kicked me into, like, baseball fever. I can't wait to take the Metro down to the new National Stadium. Yeah. Or look for parking.
Is there any other major city in America that has less buzz about a $600 million freaking dollar stadium opening up?
And will they maybe, is there any chance they will get their act together as far as transportation and parking before it opens? I mean, God damn it.
I saw a commercial today by the Nationals, by the Washington Nationals, that said, good news, we have sold out our opening game. Well, finally today they sold out the opening game. Right. If you're planning on coming to the game, do not drive your car. That's the ad.
You know what?
Signed, your friends at the Washington Nationals.
After all this.
And you got to understand that here in D.C., we don't have a subway system that easily goes from the suburbs to where the new baseball stadium is.
And they're talking about the fact that with weeknight games, it's going to be a CF because Metro, the subway system in Washington, D.C., will not be adding any more cars. They've already added them for the rush hour.
Right.
So they will not have any greater capacity to accommodate the fans.
That'll be fine.
it's such a drag. The stadium was their whole thing with this team.
We're supposed to be excited because they have big new 142-foot high-definition screen in the middle of the stadium.
Right. Well, but you can't bring your family down there and park your car.
Yeah, that's great, but exactly how do I get there? Well, we're sold out. But we have tickets for every other game except the opening game. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to drive down here, just don't drive.
Don't do that.
Really, they have ads on TV that say unless you have a season ticket, don't even think about driving and parking near the
because
new ballpark.
Once again, it'll be the parking CF that Washington sports fans have become accustomed to.
Who's the consultant on this deal, Dan Snyder?
I mean, really, why are they doing this again? I would have thought that maybe this time they would have gotten their act together.
Why?
I mean, I've seen the
why?
I've seen the hype, and everybody else has. Ballpark opens in a town, whether it's Baltimore or Denver.
Yeah,
or
and they're Pittsburgh. not gonna spank them for it. They're gonna get the free ride in a local newspaper here because they're inside the club and they don't suffer like everybody else does. This is really, and I wish we were on this a long time ago. We could have talked about it, but really, you're right. The buzz about this stadium, it's just now that people are starting to realize, hey, we don't have adequate transportation to get to the game by Metro, and we don't have adequate parking to go to the game. So what the hell are you going to do? It's going to be another one of those 3.5-hour deals. You want to go to a sporting event? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Really
anyway, baseball fever. Catch it. I'm glad you got it, Mike.
I'm happy. Can I say that the one team that I follow now, the Washington Capitals, 10 goals last night. Alex Ovechkin, number 50. Way to go. You know what? I drive down there, seriously, 45 minutes. Bam. In there, in the parking garage. Bam. Get out. No problem at all.
Nobody likes hockey.
they were sold out, almost sold out the other night. They had a full capacity crowd. It's an easier situation to go down to that place.
The Jim Rome show is almost sold out as well. on commercials. Almost.
I know. It's all right. I know, but it's, even
it's like
if
you're
it
almost
is,
pregnant.
But even when the games are sold out, it's an easier situation than what we're going to get with the football team or the baseball team, and that's wrong.
Anyway, hi, Buzz.
Hi. Well, how
are you?
I'm great, and I think maybe this should have been the lead story. Americans are working so much and sleeping so little, we have, as a group, begun to lose interest in sex. This is why there is a national sleep...
I'm Jack Nicholson, and I approve this message.
I know. Thank you, Jack. There's a National Sleep Foundation, which says we're also staying up too late with our computers. And 2/3 of us just aren't sleeping that well. But the trouble goes way beyond our interest in sex, or lack thereof, because then we all get into our cars and drive. The Foundation study shows that more than 1/3 of Americans have fallen asleep at the wheel. Fixing this would require adults to get an extra...
Again, the Jim Rome show might be the problem.
You'd have to get an extra...
I don't mean to be piling on tonight.
No.
He's just the first disc jockey that comes to mind.
Clones.
How you doing?
They say we
phenomenal.
Should get an extra half hour of sleep.
Big pauses.
Very dramatic pauses. We sleep 6 hours and 40 minutes. Experts now say we need 7 hours and 18 minutes.
Thank God everybody returns to my hemisphere this weekend.
That's
As
right.
As you know, I never changed my clocks.
Good for you. You're on the right time.
Next week, everyone will finally join me at regular time.
Yes.
Time. Next week at this time, we'll be home.
That's right. with our feet up.
Isn't that groovy?
I'll miss it, though, because, the number one reason that I like the change is, of course, watching sunsets with my coworkers.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Damn right.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? The Don and Mike Show.
Don't just look at it, eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
I guess the word is anal.
Damn right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally getting...
I like rape.
Damn right.
Getting size 44 D breast implants may have saved the career of a Japanese pinup model, but now...
Vagina!
Serena Kozakura can say they also saved her freedom. Serena was convicted last year of vandalism. She was accused of trying to break into her boyfriend's place while he was in there with another woman. She supposedly punched a hole in the hollow wooden door and crawled through it. She argued that with breasts as large and round and full and firm as hers, that would be physically impossible. The argument
you're helped... talking like Letters to Penthouse.
I like that. The argument helped her overturn her conviction.
It's moving.
But most importantly, it always is. Most importantly, this woman has been invited to appear on Japanese TV to prove that she cannot get those puppies through a hole in a door.
You gotta love Japanese TV.
Mm-hmm. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Thanks, Buzz.
You bet.
As if that's not already your modus operandi. Just leave me hard and alone.
That's right.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks, Buzz. Well, thank God American Idol's on tonight.
Yeah.
Time for all of us to limp home.
That's it. I'll be able to get sexually refreshed, watch the great show. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Ed?
Mr. Stemple, you have 21.
21. Joker, Joker, Joker.
This is the Don and Mike Show.